My generals have come forth in me. This is victory. Those who would not call themselves generals, I am calling generals. They are on hand to lead my people into the victory of the fullness of who they are in me. They are my generals and are appointed to lead as they have been led by my spirit, as a unit undivided, a unit one with me. It is my declaration, my generals have come forth in me. They have taken this place through fellowship, laying their reputations at my feet. These I am calling do not look at themselves as generals, but view themselves in humility. But I am calling them generals, for they have arrived at a place in me of tender, teachable hearts and humility, and they have the strength they need. I say you are my general. That is what I decree. Your equipping is our fellowship, holding fast to me. Hearing from my spirit, sitting at my feet, generals have their ranking, but your rank is in me. Your strength is in your unity, staying as one in me. I am calling my generals, those who are united in me. I am calling you to lead into fires and great victories, to stand together united, one with me, walking in my victory, hearing my decrees. Stand united in battle. Stand united in victory. This next part of the journey is crucial indeed, but the victory is established. Just walk it out in me. Hold each other's hands up, established in my decrees. Stand united in my victory. Walk it out in peace, and soon you will see that revival was not as hard as it seemed. I am pleased this day at the unity and how you have endured in me. It is part of your great victory. Unity with each other in your unity in me. You are banded together in my spirit to lead the army I'm equipping into the fires and furnace, emerging as an army wholly in me. Do not say you are not my general, or how can it be? Promotion is by my choosing, and this is the next step in our intimacy. Many miss it by thinking promotion becomes a time of busy. But in my thinking, promotion means more of you and me. Your leadership requires our fellowship. There will never be a time that our fellowship is not everything. My choosing you is not a matter of perfection in your walk with me. I know each of you according to your heart, your attentiveness, and your maturity. And your schooling of fellowship with my spirit has been your preparation. So I am free to decree, generals, you are in me. A major factor in my choice is the unity. I have a band of generals who have chosen to walk together with me. It has been decision after decision into more and more of me. Never underestimate the unity. It is the way of love and wisdom and peace. I choose with great pleasure, for I find you faithful in your desire for me. I have found yearnings as well as surrender to my call of come deeper into me. I have found willingness in each of you as you have continually yielded to me. I can take one who is yielded and willing, and through obedience we will do great things. I know that you see your failings, but in my choosing you, I did not consider these things. I looked at your desires and your yieldedness, and you must know I am pleased. Your obedience is being fashioned in the secret place with me as I bring you deeper into truth and freedom. First, in my mind is your calling, and that calling is fellowship with me. Your charge is one of simplicity. Be strong in our fellowship. Keep making choices for more of me. In our fellowship through my spirit is everything you will need. I am leading you as I led my army into the reality of life in me. Faith and love and authority will all be established in great peace. We are going through the land of revival, the land of who you are in me, and I have given you a people to lead. As you are walking out your leadership, I will give you what you need, and be assured, revival flames are burning in you even as I speak. Stoke the fires of revival through our fellowship. My spirit has everything you need. Nothing will ever matter more than the time you give to me. You are mine, and you are my generals, and the heart of the matter has always been fellowship through my spirit with me. Know that I am most pleased.